Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And if you're new to this channel, my name is Joanna Fatonji, and I am a certified transformational coach. I am a nutritionist. But simply, I am a human being. I'm a woman. I am the daughter of a German mother and a Ghanaian father, born and mostly raised in Germany. And this is where I still reside. And I believe that I have a healing perspective on life and things. And today I want to talk about the shadow or the dark side of success. So, as I said, I am a certified life coach. And the program or the modality, the methodology that I am trained in is called. The first one of many is called the Dream Builder System. So you might think when you think about dream building, right? It depends on what your dream is. And I believe that that's exactly the intelligence also of my mentor to call the first program the Dream Builder. So people will be attracted, will be magnetized to this program where they are in hopes of building their dream, whatever that dream is. So I'm asking you too, what is your dream? What is your dream and what do you want to create? What do you want to build? What is it? Is it fame? Is it success? Is it visibility? Is it money? Is it having fans and getting a lot of applause and compliments and attention and likes? Is it being like shiny and beautiful because that's what you believe? That this is what will bring you the fulfillment of your soul. Because I believe that at the end of the day, that's exactly what we want. We want to feel alive. We want to feel fulfilled. And we want to feel of some kind of level of importance. That's what I believe that is really underneath those first layer things of dream building. We might come into the program and think, oh, that's what I want. So that's what I want, and that's what I will create. And on this path, I will share with you what I've learned personally, having been on the path of consciously stepping into my creatorness, stepping into my consciousness of being a creator, a builder, rather than coming from a victim perspective, right? So I will share with you more about the dark side, the shadow aspects of wanting to create a personality or a lifestyle of fame and fortune, so-called. So for everyone here on Instagram, come on. And if you're interested in the topic, come on over to my podcast. This is where I create more of the longer formats where I really dive di deep and just let my mind wander and really give you the depths. And for everyone on here on the podcast, stay tuned. So, everyone on Instagram, come over to my podcast. And I'm looking forward to dive deep there with you. So much love. Bye bye. All right. So we'll continue. We'll continue here on the podcast. And you're my people for real. And because I always keep saying that, like, I love the podcast so much because this is definitely a part of the level of intimacy that I want to create. And it has been a while. As I just said, I have been on this journey of so-called dream building for like since 2016. And again, as I said, I think that my mentor, she's a genius for calling the first program, the entry program to her whole university, which I am fully certified and trained in, to call her in or to call people in using the word dream builder because it's catchy, right? Because people want to build their dreams, whatever they think the dream is. And you're being called in, right, by this name, dream builder. And you're unconscious of the dream, and you might be thinking, yeah, that's like my dream is also to become famous, to become visible, to become grand. I want to be in the light. I want to be famous. I want to be applauded. I want to be rich, right? I want to have the money. I want to have the fame. And now let's dive into that, because again, also me, I got into the work. I was pulled in by that level, by the opportunity of creating that kind of life. And now let me take you on the flip side. So today I have spent some time with researching online about what's going on in Hollywood or in Black Hollywood or in the music industry. And so, me personally, giving you a little backstory about myself, how I was like how I was raised, or let's say how I spend my youth, was I was heavily influenced by hip hop culture. So me being a mixed girl, as said, my dad is from Ghana, my mom is German. When I was 5, we came back from Ghana to live in Germany. I have a 4 year older brother. And yeah, that was the time, right? In the 90s, hip hop was big. And of course, being a brown girl, and it's for everybody, basically. Like, first of all, music is deeply in our culture. I've grown up with reggae and like high life, African, West African music, Ghanaian music. Then coming to Germany, loving music is part of who I am, is really part of the culture. So we got older. My brother got heavily into hip hop and like really the like gangster rap, Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, like real gangster music. And I was also influenced by the hip hop music and also, of course, the R&B, right? I'm a girl, I'm a lover. I aspire to other women. So, like, who did I look up to in terms of, okay, they could be my bigger sisters? That's the whole concept behind visibility. And also, like, now we're talking about diversity and inclusion, and people wanting to diversify the advertisement scene, right? Seeing people that look like us on the tabloids, on TV screen, because if you don't see yourself, you don't feel like you belong, and like you don't feel like there is a place for you. That's why, like, you want to see yourself on TV, you want to see yourself in certain roles, you want to see yourself in the role of a mother, of a doctor, of a successful businesswoman, or whatever, instead of only seeing yourself as a sex symbol, as a video vixen, as an R&B vixen, and all of that, right? That's like the new consciousness that I'm talking about, where there's more consciousness, more awareness, more maybe responsibility for what kind of images we portray as a society for women of color, or women or men of color to see themselves in. Because for the longest, we have not been portrayed in diverse imagery, but really more in this stereotypical image as either. And now we're going back to what I have grown up with around is, so as I say, like I'm a brown girl, I'm a brown woman, but my mom is a white woman. I love my mom to pieces. But my mom doesn't even look like me, right? So every time I remember when I used to go to the grocery shop with my mom, and my mom is a very vibrant personality. So my mom is She's sweet. She was a like a saleswoman, or like she was in sales, she was in customer service all her life. So my mom knows how to treat people. She's a sunshine, and people talk to her. She knows how to talk to people, just saying hi, hello, asking for things. Like she's not quiet, she's not timid, but she just knows how to get around. And I've always been around her, so I learned from her. And at the same time, I realized how people looked at us, right? So she being a white woman, me being this brown girl, I wanted to identify with somebody who looked like me, right? Which also was a little bit of something that led me to deception. I will come to that a bit further down the line today. So stay tuned. I will go into the topics of like the falling apart rap scene and the whole falling apart of Black Hollywood, and how our so-called heroes are being dethroned right now, right? Because like nobody needs to look up to them, and I will tell you why. So that was my upbringing, looking at the US Top 40, looking at Rihanna, looking at Beyonce, even earlier. Because I grew up on stage. Like even before I knew anything about being famous or anything, I loved to dance. I've always loved to dance. I was also a very vibrant kid, as I said, in Ghana. We just lived next to this pub, and there was music playing like all day long. We had music. So for me, it was natural to dance, to be on stage. And when I grew older, this continued to be part of something that I loved. So when I was in Germany and in my neighborhood, there was like this youth spot, and there was one woman, and she created this dance group and this women's circle, this girl's circle, and I became a part of this dance group. Like I started dancing, and then we also had shows put on for us to perform. And I remember that I was Whitney Houston. She saw me as Whitney Houston. That's when I fell in love with Whitney Houston. I bought her all her albums. I listened to her. I was Whitney Houston. Like I loved everything about that. And I performed Whitney Houston. So as I said, that's so my style. And I grew older, I danced, I was in this whole field, right? Because I was drawn to it. It was just me. And as I said, I grew up with watching all these like R&B videos, being like looking at Beyonce and Rihanna and all of them back then. There were so many other video girls and other singers. And it was just who I identified with. So that became like the magnet that we were all pulled by. And I grew up in an area where I then had like seeking Black friends. So I had a lot of other Black friends. We all loved the same because we were all influenced by the same. And also because it is part of Black culture, also in Africa. So we danced, and then later on I learned, I got to know more people, especially the guys around my area. I always say that like many of them, especially the guys that are really the core group, basically all of them are now very influential or very successful. They have acclaimed success in their field, so they became worldwide dancers and became very successful in their field. So I've known people like that. We danced together. I would also like humbly say that I influenced them too, not necessarily in the way they danced, but like saying, "Hey, look at this movie," or whatever, you know, "look at this style." And we were all a group. And so later on, they became like background dancers for pop artists and things. So it was kind of in my thread. It was kind of in my It was in my field to be surrounded by stars, right? Background dances, shows on TV, like being around the same kind of people I've seen on TV. So they became the people that I've seen on TV. So for me, because I knew these people, I always knew, like, yeah, like I'm that kind of person too. People in my life later on like became models, or other people became like entrepreneurs, so culture shapers, let's call it, right? I've been around these people since my youngest age, And that's why it was never like I always saw myself as a star as well, even though I wasn't like I was on stage later on, as I also said before. Like I was last year, just last year, I was part of Miss Germany 2023. The whole Miss Germany thing was very natural to me because I know how to be on stage, and it was not only about beauty, but it was more about women with a mission. So that fit. And what I want to say, where I want to go is the dark side of success. Because as I said today, I was looking into what's going on in Black Hollywood, or what's going on in the music industry. So as we all know, I don't want to go too deep into it. I don't know where you are with all of this. I want to stay a little bit on topic with what does that have to do with with manifestation? Because after all, I'm still here to empower you. I'm still here being of service and sharing with you the secrets on how to create the life that deeply fulfills your soul. But we have to dismantle a few things. We have to tear down a few things before we get to the real soulful journey, right? So that's exactly what I want to share, because I know and I believe that so many people want to be successful, want to be not only successful, but want to be famous. Like secretly, they want to be famous. Secretly, they want to be like on the stage, or they want to be around people with power. So let me tell you how I got deceived into it myself, and why I believe that it had to happen in order for me to now be here and really consistently step into my purpose of supporting people rather than glorifying myself as a star. So what I want to say here is that, again, as I said, like I came to this dream builder space, being of healing, right? It's like everything I do in my work is healing, is unconditioned, is un unconditioning, like helping you to take off all the false programming that covers your soul up in wrong ambitions. Oh, let's call it deceptive ambitions. I hope you can still follow me. What I still want to go back to this false level of stardom that we aspire to. So, because this image was put in my mind of the glamour of the hip hop world, of the R&B world, and so many of us were deceived by it. So many, let's say, brown people, black people, and that is the culture that I have been in from early years up until now. Even though I was like, I grew up in Germany, I really was more around the black and brown people, hip hop, and yeah, hip hop, R&B, creative scene. And now we are seeing all these ru like not rumors, like I actually believe it, and some of the things are already revealed. So, for example, R. Kelly, everything around R. Kelly, that he has been abusive, he has been sleeping with underaged women, just like Aaliyah. And then also, yeah, then Jay-Z making an album with R. Kelly, other people continuing to collaborate with R. Kelly. Now R. Kelly is in prison because it has been found to be true that all of the things, like it's no surprise. So now things are coming out around Puff Daddy, right? Or P. Diddy. Like he has been abusing his longtime so-called girlfriend, Cassie. He has allegedly like killed his wife, like really horror things, right? I'm saying that so easily, but that's exactly what I want to talk about. Like it's yeah, that's definitely what's going on. And so these people have influenced us. I want to say that from my perspective, these people have influenced us with the lifestyle, with what so many, I believe, black people, but not only black people, but especially, I can only speak from my perspective, but so many people have aspired to live this life, look that way, live that lifestyle, be like this super ego, always glorifying yourself. You're the greatest, you're the greatest. Even though I believe there can be a source of empowerment in that to find your confidence and say like, hey, I'm great, I'm able to do something, like for you, for me, for everybody. We can get a little bit of this confidence for ourselves, but like this is what hip hop has been about. Like, I am the best, I am the best, I am the best, I am the best. Look at this lifestyle. All the imagery, the bitches, so-called, right? The champagne, the abusing. It's literally all about abusing people and glorifying yourself, too, if you want to break it down. So all of these things are coming out, and we can see it's not only hip hop. So if you maybe are, if you're white, if you're not at all from that scene, I still want to invite you because you're a truth seeker. If you're here, you're a truth seeker. And it's for you to find, okay, who am I? What is my position? And how can I empower myself to live the life that I really want to live? And how can I be of service to others? I believe that's why you are here. That's what I'm calling in. So stay tuned. I will talk a little bit more about this. So even as I say, I'm speaking from my perspective. That was my influence because of the color of the skin. But the same thing is going on in other areas, like around white people, let's say that, right? So it's all also revolved around this Epstein and other people in Hollywood having been part of it. Like having been part of this abusing and human trafficking and child trafficking and things like that, right? So we have been looking up to these people, Hollywood, music, film, like all this external glorification. People love celebrities. To be really honest, like as I'm coming back to myself and as I'm coming back to my authenticity, I will be very honest with you. I've actually never really glorified celebrities so much because I've always seen myself to be a celebrity myself because as I said, I've always been doing the same things. I've danced, I've been on stage. It was natural to me. So I thought, yeah, I mean, basically I can do that too. And there was never really this feeling of, oh my God, these people are better than me, or these people are other than me. I didn't have that. And I will tell you a little bit more about it. But of course, I also got weak along my journey. And I want to tell you a little bit more about that too. So this has been my upbringing. Now we are here, fast forward 2024. We are coming into a new age where more and more truth is going to be revealed, and we are at a point where power structures and dynamics are being dismantled and where we can become free. That's really what I want to say, right? Everything I want to do, everything is always about empowerment. Also, if you've listened to my past episode yesterday, which was very short, but since I committed to create something every day, I had to do it, and I wanted to do it showing up authentically, talking about that a part of me also had died. And it is very important. This part, I believe, has to die in all of us because that's the part that is like the show person. I'm no longer here to be a show person. I'm not here to play a game. I'm not here to perform, to dance and to sing, right? To entertain you and to distract you. But I am stepping into that role of, look, here I am, but I'm talking about you. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about truth that will empower you, not only, hey, look at me, I'm so amazing. No, like if you've listened to my episodes, it's all about me making my mistakes, right? I'm not perfect, but I'm definitely on a healing journey, and I know that I have a powerful purpose. And so do you. So coming back to the story, we've been influenced by these people. We've been influenced by this outward seeking of power. I have to drink while I'm speaking. So we've been all influenced by this, and now this is crumbling. Right. So one thing that I have want to go into, especially today, is also like these agendas that the music is pushing as well. And one thing that I saw today, which is
absolutely not foreign to me is the messaging of women using their beauty, using their youth, using their beauty, using everything that is also so common these days, where everyone has fillers. Almost every girl in normal life, like I told you, I've been in sales the past year. And even there, like women having fillers, like having their lips made, having like plastic surgery, having their ass shots, becoming more and more like what they see on TV and social media, especially with the very big influences of the Kardashians. And especially, it is many of it is influenced by Black culture, right? And yeah, and what we are now calling, yeah, Hollywood and all of that. So it trickles down. It trickles down. So everybody wants to look like those people. And using your beauty for the exchange of power, using your beauty for the exchange of security, of money. And it's nothing new at all, right? It has been around since forever. Women have had the secret that men want sex. Right? Men want you. The more appealing you look, the more beautiful you look as a woman, the more power you have. Because when you show up in your beauty and your fertility, men want you. And men bring money and you bring the sex. That's nothing new at all. So, this is something that has been a psychological exchange forever. And we're now being in a time where this is like so much, where young women are using that. And when I speak about young women, I mean 13, 14, 15, 16. Today, like as I'm speaking, I'm 34. I'm 34, and I think I look more innocent than many younger women. Yeah. Because they know the game. They know how to put on their makeup the way it is supposed to look with all these everything, like the whole game, the whole contouring and blah blah blah. As said, the fillers, the sexy outfits and so on. So everyone is trying to sell sex. Yes, sex sells, but I will talk about more of this, but don't lose your soul. Don't lose your soul. Don't sell your soul while you are playing the game. And that's what so many are doing. And again, I will give you more insights about the world that I've been in. Like I am as I'm not innocent, first of all, and I am innocent in a way, yeah. But I just want to say that I have been looking at people. So let me not get ahead of myself. But so we're looking at all how this culture is influencing everyday life and how women are selling their bodies, selling their sex to make this an agenda of empowerment, when women are like, I can do whatever I want. I'm free. I can show my body the way I want to show my body. I'm sexy. I'm going to use it for my empowerment. That's liberation. That's empowerment. I can sleep with whoever I want. No, you're giving away parts of your soul every time you do that. And it will leave you with damage that is not comparable to nothing else. That's just really what I want to say. I rebuke that, and it's not good. It's not good. So I have been a tr like I fell victim to it too. So as I said, the way I grew up has never really made me be a groupie like that. I had when I was younger, I have been falling into like with narcissists. I hate that. Everybody's always saying that, but it is definitely true for me too, because I would say I'm a quite attractive woman, but I also liked, of course, handsome men. And I had I wouldn't even say the privilege at all, but I got, like, because of my looks, I also had the opportunity to get involved with fairly handsome men that I know that other women also are like, oh my God, he's so handsome. Let me get with him, right? So, like tall men, basketball players, and all of that. So, But I always felt like it wasn't equal. Again, as I said, I always felt like I am a star too. So it wasn't really coming from a place of I admire you beyond you, me admire, like beyond you admiring me, let alone it wasn't about love. But one thing that happened, and it's not too long ago, it's like it's maybe 2, 3 years ago, I stumbled into an affair with one guy who was quite famous. I would say he's an A-list German celebrity. And I actually never felt him. I never liked him. I was never attracted to him. There was nothing that I felt that I wanted about him. And since I always maybe even pride myself of that I am not a groupie. I never felt myself to be a groupie because, again, I always thought I'm a celebrity too. I'm important. And when I say that, I mean everybody should think that way, you too. But that was a vulnerable moment. And this is, I believe, also, this was a very important test because at that time, I had already been introduced to my transformational work. I had already been initiated into the healing arts, into the transformational work, into the Brave Thinking Institute, into working with my mentor. I've already been in that space. So the journey up, the journey of purification, of transformation, of shedding the old ways, shedding the ego, shedding the lower temptations is not it's not one time, right? It's not you do it once and then you're free. No, because we continue to live in this world and this world is full of temptations and your character will continue to be tested. So this happened for me too, and I can tell you exactly. I was in a vulnerable space and I knew that this guy had always like he I knew that he had an eye on me, but I never liked him. And I actually in a place where I was more clear, I also knew that he probably only wants me because he know that he can't get me. And I wasn't interested in him because I wasn't a groupie. I am not I in my power, in my sanity, I wasn't interested in him because I wasn't interested in his money. But at the time where I kind of fell, not kind of, I did fall for him. I was confused. I was confused. I was in a weak place and I was like, yeah, I was out of my mind, if we can say that. So there came a time, maybe 2, 3 years ago. I have to think, when was it? I think 2021. 2021. 2021 or 2022. Yeah. So that time, like a friend of mine told me that we were going to, she wanted us to go to D Dubai to one event of one famous other, like German coach. And she said, like, this coach, I'm not in his community. I was like, I'm minding my own business, but she was in his community. And she told me that this coach guy, he said that he would invite his circle, like, he would invite his friends and other celebrities to come through to create this celebrity experience, which I also want to, I think I will talk about that more because I believe, to be honest, if you can't stand alone, if you can't stand alone and you need to, if you need to, how do you say that? Like, if you have to use other people to create more clout, like all of this in the coaching scene, which I also never really felt when people like, yeah, you have to make pictures with celebrities and then people pay for it. People pay for events where they make pictures with celebrities. That's like, who cares? I mean, if your message is whack, I don't care if you know a celebrity or not. You understand? But that's how most people are. So, but I didn't really feel that. But this one coach guy who did this event in Dubai, that's exactly what he shared with his community. That's what he wanted to do. So he told his community that he's going to invite this guy that I was then later on dating, right? So I thought, oh, okay, interesting. So at that time, I was just scrolling through my, what was it, Facebook, and then I saw this guy, and then I think I just commented one of his posts, and I put a heart smiley or something beyond behind it, underneath it. And then he texted me right away. Like he texted me right away, and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Okay, let me engage," because again, and this is where God really punished me, because the more you get purified, the more you are connected to your soul, the more the faster things will manifest. And this is the time where we say, "Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it." And this is exactly what happened for me. So I commented on his whatever it was post. He texted me, and I was like, yeah, let's get in contact. I'm actually now ready. But only, and let me be very clear, I'm exposing my own false, foul intentions, only because I thought if I get in contact with him now, I will be in contact with him when we all go to Dubai. And then I will also get to know this other coach behind the scenes, right? It was only about getting to know these people behind the scenes and not only just being in the crowd like every other normal person, but like really playing the vitamin B celebrity, I know people card. So that's what I tried to do. This guy hit me up. Just a few days later, he asked me out on a date. I said, yes, let's go. We started dating. And up until that time, when I went to Dubai, and then I came, like he called me when I was in Dubai. And then I came back. And then he picked me up from the airport. And then at that time, I was sick with Corona. I came back from Dubai with Corona. And he picked me up, and he pretended to take care of me and all of that. And then, like, literally, I don't want to keep this story too long, but I wanted to also expose my intentions for you. And so later on, let me just be clear and transparent. Later on, I don't want to say we had an affair, but we did. But what I want to say here, actually, like to get to the juice of things, and also for you to ask yourself, have you been in a situation like that? And what is or was your intention? So for me, I wasn't clear about my intention. I wanted to abuse him for his contact. Like I wanted to use him, to be honest, right? I wanted to use him for the contacts and for the connection. And then he ended up using me. That's definitely what I can say, because I wasn't clear, and he probably could sense my false intention. He ended up abusing me. And I feel there's so much more. I don't even know how deep I want to get into it, but I felt violated. I felt violated. I felt where I didn't keep my boundaries. And he didn't keep my boundary. It was not nice. Like I'm actually currently diving deeper into this. But what I want to say is that this is exactly what people in power do. Let's come back to this topic. And also let's come back to you. And let's come back to ridding ourselves of the programming of wanting to be one of those people. Because while I was spending time with him, like he's like, as I said, he's an A-list celebrity. So he has this multi-million dollar mansion. I was in his house and it was nice. But I'm actually not impressed by it. Like as when I was there, I felt like, okay, that's super nice, but like I didn't really like it didn't make him more of a nice person to me just because he had these material things. But I felt like, okay, that's cool. He introduced me to some of his people, his friends, and all of that. But I felt it felt fishy to me because things weren't clear between us. So I know and I believe that this is exactly how he gets all of the women he wants to be, that he wants to abuse, that he wants to abuse, because People will fall for it, even though they don't even know what they're really doing there. They want to be close to a celebrity, and then they think, oh, maybe this is going to give me contacts, right? This is going to get me to other places. Like he can open up doors for me. Maybe he will give me money. But if you're not smart around it, like you will end up getting fucked over. And I'm so happy that like it only happened to me when I was already like aware and an adult. It doesn't mean that it didn't hurt me, because it left me wounded. It definitely did. But what I'm trying to tell you here is, even though I was in consciousness already, as I said, I have been a healer at that time already. I had been a coach in that time already. I had been doing some deep inner work around myself, but I was blinded by the lights. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. What is your dream, and where do you want to be with it? Is it the old paradigm of being a celebrity, of being on TV, of being with other famous people, even though we are slowly, slowly finding out how many shady things they are doing, right? So this is, and also the whole paradigm of empowering women to use their body for money, right? Going towards prostitution. Again, it has been one of the words that I've been using on my channel, like on my channel and my podcast for the past week, because it has been a big topic. Women are selling it. It's so easy. I don't even want to judge it, because it has been a way of how women survived in some cases. But we don't have to do it, and especially right now, it's being served as an option, as a very, very easy option, with everything that is going on like in the porn industry, in the music industry. Now we are talking about, what is it called? This social media channel where everybody is just taking off their clothes. I don't even know what it's called. You know what I mean, like where women are being paid to like to strip and things like that. So this is becoming more and more of a culture, but let me tell you, it is sucking your soul. It is not easy to sell your soul like that. It seems easy to give away your sexual energy, to give away your sexuality for money, but you are literally giving it away, your life force energy, and it will leave you dry. It will leave you dry. It will leave you empty, because your soul has been taken away from you. Selling your soul for material gains. It's right, selling your soul to be with celebrities, and selling your soul to be around other famous people. Who gives a shit? Like, I really want to speak some sense into you, because who gives a shit? Who are you? Like, if you have not done something that I highly appreciate, where I feel like, wow, that person actually helped some people to awaken. For me, that's basically everything that that's the only thing that I glorify at this point of my life, is other people helping other people to awaken to their own power. It's not about helping people to only help yourself. It's not only about being a star so you can be glorified, but it's about helping people so they can awaken to their own power and be sovereign and be, yeah, empowered to create their own world, to raise their voices and speak some more truth. You understand? I hope that's clear. Like, I really need some more interactions, guys. But this is what I want to speak about. So yeah, ask yourself, because on this journey of transformation, on this journey of purification, on this journey of spiritual awakening, we get tempted again and again, right? Even though I thought I'm already on an empowered level, I wasn't discerning. I still had some demons inside of me that wanted to maybe even get the fast track,
right? Still was blinded by the light, still thought, oh, let me jump on that other person's wagon to get my needs met, whatever those needs are. Financial, again, as said, wanted to find out more about what's going on behind the scenes. And yeah, maybe even for my ego, like being happy, even though, again, I'm saying you, I'm telling you, really, this is what has been going on inside of me. On one level, I knew it doesn't give me satisfaction to be with this person. But on another level, some part of maybe an ego inside of me, and this is what I call a demon, some level of me or some part inside of me, some entity of me, some emptiness, some dirt, some ent like demon was still like, okay, or maybe, yeah, let's go and bathe in his light. Like, yeah, now you can be his girlfriend. So that will be good for you or whatever. You know, I'm just giving it a voice that was going on inside of me, even though on a heart level I knew that he wasn't real. He wasn't real. He wasn't real like that. And that's what I'm seeing, like people being with other people, but there's no soul connection. You can't talk heart to heart. It's just like, okay, I'm with you. You're exploiting me and I'm exploiting you. Okay, let me move on. I feel like I've been here before, but really what I want to say is that being like empowering yourself and becoming your own star and being a star for others to be of service and to help other people to find the way in the dark is not the same stardom that we've seen in the past with the crumbling industry of celebrities. I hope that's clear. You don't have to be around celebrities because most of them are already in some kind of spell. Oh my God, I'm gonna say it. Like I don't want to go too deep, but that's what I really feel. Like we don't want to become like those people. But I see this with many people, even people that I know. Like as I said, I've dated this guy, so I know other people that he's around. There are some people that are just with him. Many of the people, oh my God, so many people that are around him. Because he is who he is, because he has the connections, because he has the name, because he has the money. And when you roll with someone of power, you are being supplied or you're going to be provided for as well. And there's so low people around him, like women and men. And that happens with everybody who is like just portraying this level of celebrity lifestyle. But let me collect my words. Be aware that you don't fall into the trap of thinking you have to be a pretender like them so you can blind other people by this light that we have known for so long, that we now you are empowering yourself. And now that's the topic I want to talk about is it's a balance between being an imposter, right? I don't want you to be an imposter. I don't want you to be at a level where you feel like, oh, I'm nobody. I can't do nothing. I'm a victim. I'm just gonna stay here and just be a slave. No. But at the same time, watch out to rise in power and self-empowerment, learning a lot, empowering yourself, but then to not to abuse your power and become a manipulator yourself. This is another lesson that I have learned when I was in sales. I know I'm powerful. I have been on this journey and I've known it for a long time. I didn't exactly know how to use it. Then I lost a little bit of my balance getting into this situation with this guy I just spoke about and other situations where I went in with the intention of getting something out of it. And at the end, I got gotten,
Right?
I got abused, I got exploited because there was something inside of me that came to exploit. You see how life works? You see how the mirror works perfectly? You have to check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? You have to check your own intentions before you go into a situation. If you go into a situation because you want something, you're probably going to be robbed.
Shit.
Life is going to be like the more you go up the ladder of transformation and self-purification, the more life will become fair. I'm going to say that again, like it's fair. It's life is a mirror, the holographic universe. If you know about this book, read it. It's all about being in a mirror. It's in a simulation where everything as within, so without. Everything, how it is outside of you or how it is inside of you, will be reflected on the outside. So this is what I got. I went in to be exploited. I got exploited. So when I was in sales, this is where I really realized that I don't want to exploit nobody. I don't want to convince nobody, but I don't want to exploit nobody, and I don't want to be exploited. I don't want to use my power to manipulate other people. And this is where I want to invite you to check yourself. Are you using your power for good? Are you using your power to empower other people? Or are you using your power to exploit other people? Coming, becoming, and this is what happens many times from being a victim, right? You were a victim and then you become the abuser. This is very common. You were a victim, then you wake up, you feel the pain, you learn all the things, you seek revenge, but you don't seek revenge to the person that made you the slave or the victim, but you use other people to abuse yourself. And that is a pattern, a cycle that we have to break. And this happens in the small things. I wonder if you, like, while you're listening to this, you're asking yourself, well, this doesn't apply to me. Trust me, seek down into yourself and look, no matter who you are, no matter what you think your story has been, somewhere inside of you, it probably does apply to you. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be so obvious, so big, so grand, but we all have those tendencies and we have to see them before we can plug them out and get rid of them. Otherwise, they will come out at one point and then overpower us and control us, and then we will, yeah, find ourselves in those dynamics. As I just said, I thought I'm smart, but then at the end of the day, I got abused. But only because I actually also came in with the intention of abusing, of exploiting. What can I get from this person? And then I got gotten. Very important. So it is easy to get lost again on the way of going high, falling into the false light, right? Again, we are here. It is a time to be stars ourselves. It is time to be stars ourselves. But you have to watch out because who are your role models? Don't let that be the stars that are falling right now, the false stars. And don't let it be the Beyoncés and the people on television. Those people have never done anything for you. Have they empowered you? Did they give away their secrets on how to get there and all of that? No. They're not teachers. They're just here to suck you dry. They are just using their light to absorb all of your light, but it is important for you to get the light back and pour into you, put all of your attention onto you. So you can recharge and be powerful yourself without leaking your energy to them. So important. We are all stars. And this is again where I want to shed some light on. Like, I think that's the most important message that I have in this is we're coming out of the time, like the time where we feel like, oh, these are the people we want to aspire to.
But no, you are your own celebrity, you are your own light, and you don't have to become like them. And there is no shortcut. So don't sell your soul with being friends with people that you're not actually friends with only because you look good together. Don't waste your time in making friends with celebrities, making pictures with celebrities. They don't care about you and you don't care about them. And why should you care about them? What are they doing for you? Like, I think that's so fake. Like, I've been around people like that too, like also like around in the coaching space and in the like personal development field and like meeting people and then events where there are celebrities there and people make pictures with those celebrities. Like, I could care less. Like, I don't know you and I don't care about you. And I don't say this from a level of disrespect because I love everybody, right? But why, like, I wouldn't take a picture with the woman at the counter at the supermarket. Why would I take a picture with her? Like, but she's a celebrity too. You understand what I mean? And I don't think that people, like, I don't know. You understand what I mean? I don't need to take a picture with nobody. Like, only if I really feel like, oh, that's a beautiful moment in time, let's take a picture. But not, and then again, we come back to the intention, but not to show myself on social media and show, here, look, I met this a successful person, so that means I am important too. No, you're nobody. You just took a picture with a celebrity. It doesn't make you anybody. Of course, there's a psychology behind it, right? I will call it out. Other ignorant people will maybe even think, oh, yeah, that person is maybe somebody because they paid to get a picture with that famous person. Do you see how crooked that is? Do you see how wrong that is? What I'm saying here is not for everybody. This is only for the realest of the realest. Yeah. So, as I said, don't fall for the false light, for the celebrities and the false agenda. The thing that we have to check, and this is what I've been speaking about in the last episode as well, is there a part of ourselves has to die, like a part of our ego has to die. Because one thing, there's a very delicate balance between you realizing that you are not special. You're not special. And I am also not special. We are all the same. We are all the same. Like, basically, we're all the same. Like, we are one big human family, let's say that. But it's not that I'm not a kumbaya person. I don't believe in that anymore. As I said, it's about discernment. Some people in this life will continue to ride their false agenda. Some people in this life will continue to be murderous, deceptive people, criminals. Some people will stay that until they die in this life. Some people will continue to deceive and to exploit people until they die. Everything happening on this planet. But what I want to say is that you, in your pursuit of empowering yourself, we can empower ourselves so much. And that's also a truth that the ego will either try to be like, oh, I'm beneath you, like this imposter syndrome, or it's going to be like, I'm above you, like the superiority complex, the narcissism, being like, I'm so grand, I'm so good, I'm so amazing, I'm so great. But there's the balance. It's in the balance. Like, you're not below nobody. No imposter syndrome needed. You don't have to bow down to nobody, only if you love them, right? To your mother or something like that, to an elder that you greatly respect. But you don't have to bow down to nobody. But at the same time, you don't also have to aggrandize yourself and be like, I'm so amazing. I'm so special. I'm more special than you. No, we are not nothing. We're the same. Like, it's eye to eye. It's on an eye level, right? We're looking each other eye to eye. You're not better than me. I'm not better than you. I'm not below you. You're not below me. I'm on this level. I respect myself. I'm a queen. I'm a queen of my own queendom. And if you're my student, if you are somebody who comes to me because you want to learn, I will always give you back your authority. I am not your God. I am not your God. Don't look to me for the answers. I'm not here to give you your answers. Maybe there is going to be something in what I say for you. I'm very sure and I know. But at the same time, I will always give you back your power because you don't have to trust me. You don't have to believe me. And I don't want you to blindly follow me. I want you to feel inside your own heart and soul if I am someone to be trusted, if you can feel my authenticity, if you can feel my purity frequency. And at the same time, I want to give you back the power of you choose. You make the decisions. I am not here to make a decision for you. And this is something that I learned in sales. Some people, and that's something that people in sales say, like most people, and that's true, most people don't know how to make decisions. Most people don't know how to make decisions because they don't lead themselves. They wait for politicians or they wait for the doctor or they wait for somebody to make a decision and say, this is good, this is bad. This is where they have totally given up their whole power of life. You make the decision. And that's what I want to give back to you. But like saying with the example of my experience in sales, some people in sales will say those people, they don't know how to make a decision. That's why you got to make a decision for them, right? I don't believe in that. That's why I also left that space because first, I don't want to convince nobody. I'm not a puppet, right? I am not like I'm not here to convince you. I don't want to be like dancing for you so you can choose me, pick me, and like I'm going to dance and then you're going to be like, "Yeah, you're the most entertaining person. That's why I pick you." No, I'm not here for that, but at the same time, I'm also not here to manipulate you. I'm not here to manipulate you and to play upon your weakness and say, like, I know better for you than you know for yourself. Yeah, maybe I do, but I believe in free will and I believe that you can make the decision if you feel well, supported by me, right? That's what I want to do. I hope that's clear. That's very deep and profound. Because I don't want to make a decision for you. You're capable of it yourself. You make the decision for yourself. I can help you with some information to make a good decision, but I will not make the decision for you. You understand? So that's something that I learned in sales, that some people will influence you so much and actually make the decision for you. But because these people are puppets and they actually really can't make a decision for themselves, but I'm not here to make a decision for you. You have to do that yourself. So, very important, make decisions for yourself. Make decisions for yourself and see who you can trust. Feel inside your soul. I trust that you can do that. That's what you have to do. You have to learn to trust yourself again. You have to learn to trust your body. You have to learn to trust your instinct. Right? And again, I want to come back to this metaphor, or not metaphor, but really equilibrium of you are not better than anybody, but you're also not underneath nobody. We're eye to eye, like we're on the same level. We're on eye level. You respect me, I respect you. You offer me, if we want something, we can trade. I am definitely for and transparent trade. You can say, like, I want to give you this, and I want that from you. And if we're both fine with that, that's okay. Then that's a fair equal exchange. Then we make business. That's what business is all about. I want that, you got that. I give you this, I get that. Perfect. Fine. But we don't have to deceive nobody. That's what I believe. Yeah, for working with people, either you are the victim or you're the manipulator. As I said, that's the dynamic that most people operate on. Even either they're the victim or they were a victim once and they became a manipulator and an abuser then next. But the real healing is being on this eye-to-eye level. I see you as fully capable. You see me as fully capable. I can offer you something, you can offer me something. It's about killing the ego. Again, you're not special, you're unique. You're unique, just as I am unique. Nobody's like me, just like nobody's like you. You understand? But I am not better than you, and you're not better than me. I'm not more special. This is something that I've learned, like inherently, when I became a nutritionist. Right? We all need the same thing. We all have the flesh, the blood. Like, we all need the same things. We need the minerals, we need the chlorophyll, we need the water, we need the like that's what we need. Basically, that's it already. Right? So we all need the same. And people always think they're special, like, oh, this doesn't work for me. You're not that special. You're not that special. It does work for you. If you use it, it does work for you. I can help you heal from any disease. Like, I'm not saying that figuratively now because you can get sued if somebody says that. But I mean, like, right? If you believe that you're not that special, you believe, oh, what happened? Like, if it happened for her, it can happen for me too. That's what I want to remind you of. Right? If somebody had some problems with whatever in their body and they got healed, cured from it, it can happen for you too. You just have to do what they did, right? We're not so different. We have basically the same things. Like, we all have blood, we have bones, we have flesh, we have muscles. It can happen for you too. You're not that special. But some people say, like, oh, it doesn't happen for me, and then they use it as stay like as a method of staying victim. Oh, it doesn't happen for me. It can't happen for me because I'm so special. No, you're not. You're really not. Yeah. So what I want to invite you to with my personal story again, I'm sharing all of that with you because I just want to tell you that I've been there. It's not that I have never been around celebrities. I've been around celebrities since a young age. As I said, some of the people that I've known in my early youth, they have become celebrities. Movies, like, they are in movies, they are background dancers, they are singers, they're A-list celebrities, they're in, like, basketball players or whatever, whatever, right? So I don't aspire to that. This is not a criteria for me of you being an honorable human being. It's just you being glorified for one aspect of your talent, but you're still corrupted by the status or by the money or by the position of power, and you're still empty inside. That's what I've seen. Most people, they only live to keep up the image, to deceive other people. That is not going to lead to fulfillment. It's not. So, you, if you're listening and you're still aspiring to some level of success, let it be a success of putting yourself on the throne, dethroning other people, dethroning the celebrities, like, kick all the celebrities from your past. As I also just said, like, all the celebrities you've maybe looked up to in terms of looks, in terms of lifestyle, like, couple goals and all of that bullshit, cut that shit. Like, those people are not your, like, you don't know them, so they can't be your goals. Maybe everything is fake. We don't know, right? So it's dethroning them, picking those people from the throne and putting yourself on the throne. But at the same time, I always said that for a long time. I've already said that. A king or a queen, a real king or real queen, for me, the definition or the definition of that, like, really the fundamental definition, is you serve your people. So being a real star, being a real king, a real queen, a real celebrity, and not a false idol, right? A false idol is like praying to something to th this. There's a whole nother energy aspect around that too. Like if some people want to be worshipped and idolized, they pull all your energy away from you, so you stay energyless, right? They will pull out all of the energy. They will exploit all of your energy, so you're dead. Like you're drained of your energy if you put all your attention on them, your attention, your time, or your money. You have to put all that attention back on you, and you have to build yourself up to become a king or a queen yourself. And then if you have built yourself up to become a king or a queen, then your job is to help other people to serve your kingdom, to serve your queendom, yeah, to stand up for yourself. And then you go into exchange, right? As I said, it's eye to eye. It's not you're beneath me, but this is what I've got to offer. What do you need from me? And then we go into an exchange. I can give you this, and you give me that. Right? It's a fair, it's an open exchange. No exploitation. No exploitation. It's fair, eye to eye. Again, no imposter syndrome, but also no narcissism of superiority. When I speak about I'm a goddess, you're a goddess. I'm not speaking about I'm above you, right? Yes, you worship me, but if I have something that I see inside of you, I so-called worship you too. Or you don't worship me at all and I don't worship you, but I appreciate you. You appreciate me. That's how we want to see each other, right? You appreciate me. I appreciate you. If you need something from me, if you can learn something from me, because I am, like literally speaking now, I am a teacher. I'm a healer. I can teach you all these things of self-empowerment, right? I can help you to go through your own transformation. But it's in love and not exploitation. It's an energy exchange. It's a fair energy exchange. So again, I want to round this off. Thank you for listening up until here. I think this episode is very timely. It's very important because, as I said, we're in this time where we are seeing many of the old celebrities falling. And there is this thing, so-called influencer. Like, what are they influencing you with? What do they want to influence you to do? Right? Only, first of all, I don't believe in like anything. Like, don't look outside of people. Only look at people who will lead you back to you. And there are more and more people coming like that. Absolutely. Look at them. People who are deserving to be on the throne are people who will make you aware of your own divine nature, are people who will call you back into your power, who will tell you are amazing too. I appreciate you. See the light within yourself. Do the work. Again, I always say that you can't get to the next level without doing the work. And again, you will need mentors, you will need coaches, you will need teachers. Right? Because that's how we all got here. In order to become a master, you have to learn from a master. And this is also one thing where you have to learn how to humble yourself. I believe that's one of the very biggest criteria. And I'm very happy that this comes to mind because I've been saying that for a long time as well. In order to become a great leader, you also have to have the capability to be led. In order to become a great teacher, you have to have the capability to be taught. Because somebody who personally announces themselves as a leader, but they have nobody to report accountability to. I don't believe in that. Some people say, I only put my accountability to God. Yes, that's perfectly fine. I believe in that too.
It's not about no other men, but if you have an honorable teacher, if you have somebody in your life that has taught you things, or you're finding those people, mentors, teachers, content creators. Today, we see those really highly spiritual, evolved people who came on this planet to teach. And I consider myself one of them. If you have those people in your life, if you see them, it is not about glorifying them, right? It's not, again, giving away your power, but it's about being in an accountability structure. So they can ask you, oh, did you do what you said that you wanted to do? And then you say yes or no, right? Because being without an accountability structure, or saying I'm accountable with myself, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I don't believe in that. I think we are masterful at deceiving ourselves. Of course, we're learning. We're learning, and we have to learn how to be accountable to ourselves. But it's especially in the beginning phase, but also later on, it's very important to stay with a teacher, stay with a mentor, stay with other people on that path, so you can be held accountable by other people. That is the whole concept of a healthy community. I've written about this in my book. It's coming out soon, and that's what we need. We need accountability structures. So I think that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to hear from you. I love the feedback. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I would love to hear from you how that resonates. And if you have any questions for me, contact me on Instagram. Write me emails. Write me on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. So dethrone the false celebrities. Put yourself on the throne. But if you want to get to the throne, find yourself a teacher, a mentor, an advisor, and then also be on the throne to serve, not to exploit, but to serve others. Okay? So that's it for today. Take very good care of yourself. Stay in alignment with your highest truth. So much love to you, and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.